Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're up to cellular health. Cellular health is part of the Power Hour, and we've talked about evolving as a whole. We've talked about a personal change being a holistic topic. Cellular health is a vital part. Now, most people bounce between what they think and what they feel, what they do and what they want to do. They bounce backwards and forwards. And that's because they're not getting their body and their mind to work in harmony. The body's got an appetite for pleasure. The mind says no, but the mind's got an appetite to be right, and the body says no. This balancing act between the body and mind comes directly to the cells of the body. Every time we say the word got to in our lives, every single time, no matter what your language, because I'm sure in Spanish and Russian, the word got to isn't got to, but the meaning of the word got to or have to is the same in all languages. It means I have no choice. I've got to do something. I've got no choice. I've got to catch the bus. I've got to get home from work. I've got to be more kind. I've got to be more something. And every time we say the word got to, we breed a cellular breakdown of our human DNA. A cellular breakdown. The word got to, have to do something. There's another language for this if you are looking for some anchor point in this conversation. And the other anchor point for this conversation is fight flight. So whenever we trigger fight flight, if you look it up in the Google, you'll find that the body goes into a state of shock. It's shocked to get towards something, fight, or it's shocked to get away, to run. Now, that's an important primal mechanism. If there's a wild buffalo coming down the hill and it's on a charge, or a lion, and you have to get out of the way, you need all the resources you can have in your legs and in your arms to get away. And so it drains blood from the organs of the body to fuel your escape. Or if you're going to attack, and this thing you're going to attack, another human or an animal that you want to eat or whatever, this thing you're going to attack might require every ounce of strength that you've got, and there's no use digesting lunch while that's going on. So the body's really a miracle of a machine, because basically says when it hears got to, it goes into fight flight, it generates blood into the legs and arms, it stimulates certain things, and it starves other parts of the body. Now, let's just take it. You're sitting there watching TV and it's a monster movie or it's a war movie, and there's something really shocking on the movie that frightens you or frightens the kids. You're in fight flight. You're in fight flight watching TV, or you're reading a book and something spooky is going, oh, there's a ghost and it's Halloween, and something spooky happens and you flip your body into, I've got to get away from here, or I've don't got to get away from here. Even though it's a book, your body trips into fight flight. And when it's in fight flight, the got to mode, it's starving the organs of sustenance, your immune system, because who gives a care whether you're immune or not right now? You need to survive. And so what we need to do once a day is do an exercise where we get grateful. We move got to's, what we call, we move got to's to love to's. And if you can move a got to a love to, you are building gratitude. How do you do that? Well, I know what I want in life. I know what I want. And I'm doing something, I'm mopping the floor. The question is going to be, do I got to mop the floor because I've been told? Do I got to mop the floor because someone puked all over the floor? Or do I got to mop the floor because I can link mopping the floor to something that I love? If I can link what I'm doing to what I love to be doing, my got to's turn into love to's, and I raise my level of gratitude in life, and that builds my immune system. Did you know gratitude and immunity is the same topic? So a person with low immunity has low gratitude, and you can build your immune system really strong by doing gratitude exercise. Now be careful, we're not talking about Oprah Winfrey gratitude. We're not talking about gratitude for all that's good, which is really important too. We're talking about gratitude for all that's not good as well. Remember, the first step was to see that there's balance in everything. Well, sometimes you witness the bad, but you can't witness the good. Sometimes you witness the good, you can't witness the bad. And actually bringing those two things together and being grateful for both sides inspires the immune system to grow and be more powerful. So why don't you try that today? Why don't you try moving your got-tos to love-tos? See if you can link the things you've got to do. You've got to clean your teeth, you've got to eat, you've got to stay away from certain sugars, you've got to avoid excess alcohol, you've got to do certain things. They are foundational to well-being. And you know what they are. I don't have to go through that with you. You're an educated human being. What you have to be able to do is link your got-tos to love-tos so that you're not doing your got-tos in life, the things that are going to keep you healthy and well and in a job, you're not doing the got-tos in life because you got to, you're doing them because you love to. Link your got-tos to your love-to. Move your got-tos to your love-tos. That's a really important way to improve the cellular quality of your being. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye.